Heroes are an inspiring group of people. Every one of them, from the larger-than-life comic book heroes you see on the big silver screen to the everyday heroes that let us live the privileged lives we do. Every hero has a story to tell. The doctor saving lives at your local hospital. The war veteran down the street who risked his lives for our freedom. The police officers and firefighters who risk their safety to ensure ours. Every hero is special and every story worth telling. But there is one class of heroes that I think is often ignored. The entrepreneur, the creator, the producer. The ones who look at the problems in this world and think to themselves, you know what? I can fix that. I can help people. And I can make a difference. Then they go out and do exactly that by creating a new product or introducing a new service. Some go on to change the world. Others make a world of difference to their customers. Welcome to the Hero Show. Join us as we pull back the masks of the world's finest heropreneurs and learn the secrets to their powers, their success, and their influence, so you can use those secrets to attract more sales, make more money, and experience more freedom in your business. I'm your host, Richard Matthews, and we are on in 3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome back to the Hero Show. I am Richard Matthews, and I am on the line here with Brian Winch. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am, Richard.
Awesome. Glad to have you here, Brian. It is super cool that you're here. I wanted to do a quick introduction so people know who you are. So Brian Winch, you're the author of Clean Lots, America's Simplest Business. And we were just talking a little bit before we started the recording. Seems really, really cool. It's a litter cleanup from parking lot business. You started back in $50,000 a year business in litter picking contracts, which sounds super, super cool. So I can't wait to talk a little bit about that business and how you got into it. But let's just start off real quick. What are you known for? What is your business like now?
Well, I've been in the business since 1981. So I've got a number of people that work for us, and we've built the business up to roughly 150 properties where we're billing out $650,000 a year in litter pick contracts. And very simple business, very little overhead. And when I started this business back in 1981, I didn't have a college education, barely graduated high school. Didn't have much money in the bank account, many marketable skills, but had a burning desire to start a business, and this happened to be the one.
That's amazing. So just curious off the top of my head, what is the margin look like in a business like that?
Well, I'm never not too good of a numbers person. I've got an accountant that takes care of one of that type of stuff. But, you know, it's very little overhead. I mean, you use hand tools, simple hand tools. The service is provided on foot after hours so that you can see the entire property. And when I'm referring to properties, I'm talking commercial properties like strip plazas, small office buildings, industrial parks. And you basically walk the entire property that consists of sidewalks, parking lots, surrounding landscape, and with simple hand tools, just clean up any litter material that you walk across or come across. And the whole point of this business model, and the reason it's been so successful since 1981, is because we maintain properties litter-free. We don't go in and clean up an accumulation of material. This business can be operated from your home. You don't need a truck, but you just need any type of vehicle that's reliable to get you around. Your only overhead really to this business is the, you know, operating expenses for your vehicle, wear and tear for your simple hand tools, postage, you know, cost of promoting your business. Are you going to pay for Google Ads or things like that? And other than that, I mean, what you're making, it's pretty profitable.
How many employees do you have, like, per property? Like, how many properties can one employee take care of?
Depending on the size of most of the properties that we service are small to medium size. There's always every once in a while a large property in there as well. But typically one person services a property, and the time it takes to walk it, slightly a bit more time than it takes to walk it because you're always cleaning up some material. The business model works with rather than a crew, like where landscapers tend to work or janitorial companies, one person can get into a property and in as little as 5, 10, 20 minutes, service it and then be on their way to the next one. So, anywhere from, depending on how fast that person person walks, of course, and works, you could do anywhere from 15 to 25 properties on a nightly basis. Most of the properties are 5 days a week. Some are 3 days a week at a minimum. Some of the maybe larger properties, our customers may request weekend service, and we have other people that do the weekend service for us. So, for example, I've got my own route. My brothers would have their routes, the other people that work for us, whether they be part-timer or full-timer, they've got their own designated route as well to service.
That's amazing. So how many, for 150 properties, how many staff members, yourself included, do you have to run the business?
For the most part, we've got 10. And, the great thing about the people that we have working for us, many of them have worked for us for 20, 25 years. So we've got very little employee turnover. I think that's because a lot of people that work for us, they really enjoy doing what they're doing, and they enjoy the money. And we haven't had any issues with employees, such as other cleaning businesses may have, for example.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So let's talk a little bit about your origin story, right? Every hero has their origin story. Where did you start to realize that you were different? That maybe you had superpowers. You could use them to help other people. Where did you start to sort of develop and discover your entrepreneurial spirit, so to speak?
Well, I was working at a large sporting goods store as a shipper receiver, and I enjoyed the work, but it wasn't something I saw myself doing for the rest of my life. I thought there had to be more to just getting up and punching a time clock and putting in your time and then going home at the end of the day. I've always been kind of an independent spirit, and I enjoyed working outdoors, and I thought, I'd really like to work for myself and be rewarded and be compensated for the amount of work I put in, rather than some days working hard, some days not doing anything, but just trying to look busy, and you still get the same amount of money at the end of the day, in your paycheck. So I started investigating a number of possibilities. And I think I mentioned before, I barely graduated high school, didn't have much in terms of marketable skills, not much work experience, very little money in my bank account. So I thought, well, perhaps the easiest business to start would be a simple service business, maybe in the cleaning field. And I thought, I want to do something outside. So I don't want to, cut grass. Like a lot of, that's another business a lot of people jump into, but it's very competitive. And I remembered my father, who had passed away, unfortunately, a year before. I was 21 at the time. He supplemented the family income by going out and cleaning up litter outside a nearby strip plaza. And he had taken me along with him a couple of times. And I thought, this is really easy work. You just get paid to walk around and clean up litter material. It's almost as easy as going for a walk. And I thought, let's see if there's a market there. And, unfortunately, I mentioned he passed away. I didn't have any of his contacts or anything. So I thought, let's just see if there's an idea here. And I picked up the phone call. Back then, there was no internet. I just started thumbing through the yellow pages under real estate or property management company, started making some cold calls just to see, not to sell anybody, but just to see if they would be interested in a service such as that. And I can't remember if it was after my third or fifth or seventh phone call, but someone said, wow, this is great. I mean, I'm looking for somebody reliable who can show up and clean up the litter outside my three strip plazas. Would you be interested? So I jumped at it and put together a price, and I got the work, and then the whole learning process started. I had to find out what were the best tools to use, how to most efficiently walk the property and service it, and it all began there, really.
Yeah, and did you like put all that together in training and stuff for your staff, so you can take on new staff and new properties?
Yeah, well, now? I did that for maybe 3 or 4 months as a side hustle, to the point where I was making more money part time than I was in my full time job. So I left my job to devote my full time efforts to the business. And the intention was just to keep something simple, just to do something for myself, not make it complicated. And I did that basically for about 4 years as a simple one-man operation. And after that time, I was looking at a number of different opportunities, possibilities, and then we decided, my brothers and I decided, well, let's see how big we could grow this business. So, and keep in mind too, I had customers that were asking me, you know, I've got more properties. We would love you to do more work for us. And it was to the point where I didn't want to start turning business down. So in order to continue with this, we needed to grow the business. And then my brothers came in and, we started that way, and it kept growing. And eventually we started bringing in part-timers, people that would work weekends, or people that were looking to make some extra money, maybe working an hour or two before their full-time jobs. And it continued to evolve and grow from there to the point where I think we've got about 10 people that work for us now. And it's been pretty consistent like that. And all we do is litter pick. We don't pretend to be jack of all trades, master of none, and try to get into graffiti removal janitorial or cutting grass or anything like that. We pride in ourselves in doing the very best job possible, doing litter pick and nothing else, and providing that extra customer service and letting our customers know about things that we see on the property. I mean, one day we might pull into a property and notice the lights are burnt out, or somebody just freshly tagged the building with graffiti, or what's unfortunately happening more and more these days, the people, instead of going to the dump, they just find a commercial property, drive around back, and dump their old TV off, or mattress, or sofa. And so if we see that, we let our customers know about that, and it helps cement that business relationship. They appreciate us being an extra set of eyes for them. So with that in mind, I decided, this is an incredibly easy business, and I can't believe that more people aren't doing it. So I started writing the book, Clean Lots, and it kind of evolved from there. There's been several revisions over the years, but I'm sharing my experience with others. So whoever else wants to join the movement and help clean up their communities and provide clean, litter-free commercial properties. And I go so far, in addition to that, as provide free support. And I love what I do, and I'm trying to share the gospel.
So let's talk a little about your superpowers, right? This is, what you do or build really helps solve the problems for people. You used to slay the world's villains. I know in your business, you're doing litter picking, but from a business standpoint, what would you say has really helped you build this business to where it is now?
Well, it's customer service. It's staying in touch with your customer, informing them of different issues that tend to pop up, at least a couple of times a week at every one of our properties. And I have to admit, I'm an introvert. I'm not an extroverted person. But it's not difficult to communicate with your customers. Each customer, you will be given a contact, and you'll be told, I want you to deal with either me, or I want you to deal with my operations manager or my building operator. And you just communicate with them. You stay in touch with them. They appreciate the additional value, and it helps cement that business relationship. And so I would have to say the reason I've been successful and we've been in business for such a long time is just providing that little bit of extra, that extra touch when it comes to customer service.
Yeah, so customer service has really set your business apart and allowed you to grow it to where it is now. So the other side of your superpower is the fatal flaw, right? Superman had his kryptonite, Batman wasn't really super. What was one of the things that held your business growth back that maybe you wish you had learned to solve sooner? And more importantly, how did you sort of deal with it and solve it over the course of the years to grow your business where it is now?
Well, I guess my fatal flaw would be a lot of technical things don't come easy to me. I'm 59. I shouldn't use that as an excuse for, you know, for age, but you know, you have to adapt. You have to go where your customers are. You have to learn to communicate the way they want to communicate, you know, not the way, you know, you want to, because it's easier, you know, or if it's outside your comfort zone, you know, you just have to adapt and you know, learn how everyone wants to be communicated with or how. And so, like I say, it doesn't come easy. I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to technology, but you know what? You don't have to be a technical guru. You just have to learn the basics, and there's nothing to, you know, learning how to text or email or use a cell phone, for example, you know, and learn how to use it and to send pictures, for example. I mentioned earlier that, you know, it's fine to see a sofa left at a dumpster, but it's even better if you learn how to use your cell phone so that you can take a picture of it and then forward it to your customer with a text. You know, and then they get they know exactly where it is. They can see it for themselves, and there's fewer questions, coming from them as to where it's located, et cetera, et cetera. So you just have to do that. But, I would be the first to admit that, sometimes I'm dragged kicking and screaming into the latest technology.
Yeah. And it seems like a simple enough business that there's not a lot of technology involved. So it allows you to, I like the sub tagline, right? America's simplest business. There's not much you have to do.
Well, that's right. You know, it's just, you're providing a service, but you know, it's not, an online business really. And you know, you're not having to do all the other stuff, but you know, if, as long as you learn the basics, in terms of communicating with your customers, you're fine. And you just basically go out and provide a simple service and provide that customer service.
Yeah. So I have a lot of times we talk about a driving force on the show, right? So, you know, like Spider-Man fights to save New York, or Batman fights to save Gotham, or Google fights to save, categorize all the world's information. I'm curious what your mission is with your business. And I think what I'd like to talk about a little bit is, like, in growing a local service business like you have, has having a mission, like having a mission statement or having something like that, has that impacted your employees and the work ethic and like the low turnover that you've had?
Yeah, I mean, it's good that we've been able to find people that share the same ideas and thoughts and attitudes that we do. You know, it's a simple business. People enjoy working outdoors, and you can see the results from your work. You can take pride in the service that you're providing, and that's cleaner, litter-free communities. And so I think that's one of the reasons we've had very little turnover. I mean, people understand too that workforce, the nature of the business, you're cleaning up after people, you're cleaning up litter. It could be from, you know, cans, bottles, cigarette butts, wrappers, fast food wrappers, you know, coffee cups, etc. And so, you know, no one's really going to complain about it, you know, because you that's the nature of the work. And then, you know, you clean that up and you can see that you've made a difference.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I guess my driving force would be, I enjoy doing what I'm doing. You know, the environment, green businesses are on the minds of a lot of people these days. It's funny that, you know, I find that there are a lot of people that have been doing this and they, you know, maybe volunteering for Keep America Beautiful. That's one of the largest volunteer organizations out there in terms of what you can do to beautify your communities. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, before they buy my book, for example, they say, wow, I found your website. And, you know, to be honest with you, I've been doing this for years. I just can't stand people that, you know, toss the burger wrappers onto the parking lot or the coffee cups outside their windows. And wow, I had no idea that it was so profitable a business, you know, something I could get into. So, I enjoy the work I do, but also I increasingly, because I'm 59 and, you know, as long as I have my health, I would like to spread this message. So other people, if they're interested in something like this, can get involved and join the movement to, and, you know, we can all do our best to
make America great again.
to make make America beautiful. Keep America beautiful.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about your tool belt, right? You know, like, you know, big Thor's got his hammer, your neighborhood police officer's got his bulletproof vest. You know, what are some of the tools that really allow you to run your business? So I'm curious on a couple of levels, curious on like the tools you use to actually do the work, and then like the tools that you use to manage your customers and things like that.
Okay, well, you know, it's not very technically difficult. I have, you know, different social media. I mean, this is the business where you have to find your customers, and you can do some advertising, but it's good to have a LinkedIn profile, because a lot of property management companies or people who are your customers are going to be on LinkedIn. So, you know, that's one great place to be. Like a cell phone, a simple cell phone, even a flip phone, if it can take a picture, that's what you're looking for. It doesn't have to be a difficult thing, but, you know, in terms of technology, that's pretty much it. You just need to be able to communicate, whether it's email or text messaging or et cetera. And then when it comes to the actual hand tools, I mean, simple brooms that you can pick up from your home center, whatever works for you. But I came across this great product probably at the very beginning of my business, and found that made my cleaning far more efficient and profitable. And I've been using it ever since. It works better than a lot of other similar products, like a lobby dustpan, because it's got larger capacity, it's lighter weight. But I reveal in my book, I don't actually manufacture it, I don't sell it, but I let people in on the secret as to where to find this product, where to source it in my book. And it really is the best tool that I've ever come across. And I've been looking for other alternatives, options, but just a little small company, a little manufacturer, and he's found his own niche, and he makes these tools and he sells them, it's a great tool.
Absolutely. So sound like, even from a tool standpoint, there's not much to the business, right? So there's a car to drive, there's some cleanup tools, and then, you know, phone calls to be able to make the, you know, calls to your clients. And I would assume maybe you have some invoicing software, and that's basically it.
Yeah. I mean, everyone, you know, does their invoicing differently. I mean, you know, whether you've got a desktop computer or a laptop, whatever. But yeah, I mean, if you've got a printer, you can print off a lot of, promotional material that you might want to send, or, you know, snail mail, or sometimes you do a direct mailing, because, you know, direct mail, believe it or not, a lot of people think it's kind of gone the way of the dinosaur. But if you think about it, how much direct mail you get in your mailbox, snail mail, from Fortune 500 companies, it's a great way to reach your target audience. If you do a mailing maybe once, or, you know, once a year or once every couple of years, because, you know, people move around, there's always new property management companies starting up, and they're not used to getting so much mail or old fashioned mail anymore. So it does stand out, and it basically, you do this stuff just to get their attention, let them know, hey, you know, this is what we do, and we can save you money, give you a cleaner property. Are you interested? We'd love to give you a free quote. And there's not really too much involved in terms of the equipment. If you had a pickup truck, that's better, because if you're putting some trash or, you know, bags of litter in your vehicle, it's better to put it in the back of the truck than the trunk of your car. But really, all you need to get started is some reliable form of transportation to get you from one job site to the next. We've got people that have worked for us for years, and they've never gone out and bought a truck. They just continue to use their cars.
Your show will be right back. Are you tired of trying to write webinars that don't consistently convert? How would you like to have a webinar that effortlessly created sales in your online business? You can. Introducing the Webinar Alchemy Workshop. Webinar Alchemy Workshop is an online masterclass that will help you write incredibly persuasive webinars for your online courses quickly and easily. Using what you learn in this class, you can build a webinar that educates your entire audience while still creating sales. For a limited time, you can purchase this masterclass for only $7, and you'll get the exact framework I've personally used to help my clients sell more than $1 million worth of online coaching and training just over the last year. Simply text the word ALCHEMY, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y, to 444-999, and I'll send you all the details.
The music is by Purple Planet Music. Visit www.purple-planet.com.
And now, back to the show.
Let's talk a little bit about your own personal heroes, right? Frodo had Gandalf, Luke had Obi-Wan, Robert Kiyosaki is Rich Dad. Who are some of your heroes? Were they real-life mentors? Were they speakers or authors, peers who were just a few years ahead of you? And how important they were they to what you've accomplished in your business over the last, 30 years?
Well, I mean, obviously, I guess two of the biggest heroes in my life were my parents. I come from a family of working poor, blue-collar workers. My father came to this country from Poland, where he fled the Nazis when they invaded Poland. And so he came here as a refugee, and he didn't have much of an education. I know he didn't graduate high school. So he did a lot of blue-collar, menial jobs. He was a custodian or a caretaker for a school. And he would supplement the family income by doing some odd jobs, like shoveling snow in the winter, maybe cutting grass outside of a church. And then, as I said before, cleaning up litter outside this shopping center. And so he was a great example to me and very inspirational. And my mother was the same. I mean, she barely graduated. She didn't graduate high school. She got her grade 11, I think. And then she went back to school and took some sort of nursing aid program where she got licensed, and she worked as a nursing assistant for her whole working career until she kind of stepped back from that. And we would take in renters in our basement suite. So there was always a side hustle going with my parents. I could see, what they had to do to make ends meet, and it was very inspirational. But for a business person or an author, one fellow that I discovered, before I started my business, I guess it was my late teens or early 20s, and there was a fellow named Joe Kosman or Joseph Kosman, and he basically sold a program where he taught people what it would take and what you needed to do to start your own business. And, he didn't say it had to be real estate or it had to be this, but it was pretty generic. And he said, just find a service or a product and get the proprietary rights to it. And this is how you market it. And this was way back, like I say, late 70s and 80s, and he would travel the country and put on these seminars. And I remember attending one of his seminars, and it kind of lit that light bulb up in my head, and I thought, maybe there's something to this, and here's an idea, or maybe I could use some of his materials to start my own business rather than going the work route and working for someone my whole life.
Absolutely. So yeah. It's amazing how important parents can be to raising your kids. And I was just thinking, as you were talking about this business, that this would be kind of a cool business to try and figure out how to help my son start, do something like that, where he could actually start creating some revenue in his in his life. Because I don't know, it just seems like it's a simple business with a lot of potential. So even as a young man, he could do something with it. So that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's great because you can build it go in any different direction that you want it. A lot of people that buy my book, they have no intention really of leaving their full-time job. They like the benefits, but they're looking to make an extra, $2,000-$3,000 a month on the side. And this gets them out of the office. It gets them out from behind the computer, and they go out and, they get a little bit of exercise, and that's all they're looking for. And then again, I've got other people that, want obviously start out as a side hustle, but they want to build it into a big empire. And I've had people very successful, turn it into a full-time business. But regardless, whatever you want to do with it, I do provide the free support. And I can do that because it is a very simple business to learn. And it doesn't take much to to make a good go of it.
Absolutely. So let's bring home for our listeners and talk about some guiding principles, right? So what are top one or two principles or actions you do on a regular basis in your business that contribute to the success that you've enjoyed over the last 30 years? Maybe ones that you'd wish you'd known when you started out this business, a number of years ago.
Well, I guess the number one thing is do more than what you say you will do. There's so many businesses, doesn't matter whether it's cleaning business or whatever, you know, here's the contract and we agree to do this and that's all they do. But if you go a bit further and give them a little bit of extra, whether it's customer service or actual the service, you know, if you see something and it really takes an extra minute or two to clean it up, do it, but communicate that with your customers. Say, hey, you know what, while I was there, I saw this and I did this little extra thing for you, and just thought you would appreciate that. And I learned that after a few years, doing this, you know, ways to help cement that customer client or that client business relationship. And your customers would rather continue to do business with you or send more business your way, if they really genuinely appreciate what you do for them, not just the cleaning of the parking lot, but the extras that you do for them. And I think that's a good lesson for anyone to learn, whatever business they get into, is just provide that additional value, but do a bit more than what you say you'll do.
Absolutely. So the whole under promise, over deliver, which goes right back to what you talked earlier about. It's a customer service attitude that you've had that really has influenced the success your business has had.
That's right.
Awesome. So one of the things that I do on the show every time is it's called the Hero Challenge. And it's basically, do you have someone in your life or in your network that you think has a cool entrepreneurial journey? That way they could come on and share their story on the show. Who are they? First names are fine. And why do you think they should come on the show?
Okay. That kind of stumps me right now off the top of my head. That it was a great question. I know somebody that has helped me a great deal with the technical aspect of my business, like with my website. And he's got a small marketing company. And I'd have to ask him. I mean, he might be interested in appearing on your podcast.
Why do you think he would be a good fit?
He helps a lot of small businesses. I mean, you don't have to be a huge company with a huge budget, but he works with his clients based on their budgets, and he's very savvy when it comes to a lot of the technical stuff, advertising, but also websites and marketing campaigns, advertising campaigns, and like I say, he's I consider him to be a valuable, integral part of my team. As a small business person, you try to do as much as you can, but you can't always do everything, and sometimes you have to outsource certain tasks to certain people. I think that John from Accrue Performance Marketing perhaps might would be a great guest if as long as he's willing. I can't speak for him.
Yeah, absolutely. So awesome. We'll reach out later and see if we can get connected on something like that. Last part of the show is, where can people find you, right? If they're looking to pick up your book, or if they just want to chat with you about this business that you have, where can they go, and where should they look?
Well, you can go to my website at cleanlots.com. And if you want to get a better idea, too, of what service I provide and how I do it, on my website, on the homepage, there is a 3-minute video where you can just click and watch me doing my thing, if you will, and how easy the work is. And it gives you a really good idea, understanding of the business. But once again, that's cleanlots.com.
Absolutely. So Clean Lots, and then you have looks like you got your book on here, the Clean Lots book that they can pick up. Looks cool. Awesome. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure having you. I've never had anyone who's been in a full service-based business like that on the show. And It's definitely it's a, what do you call it, an ear pricker for me, right? It lifts up your ear, like, oh, that's a really interesting business that you never thought about. I know one of the things that like always surprises me is like there's always there all the stuff that gets done in the world.
Yeah.
There's always the business guy behind it that's making it happen. And like one of the ones that surprised me was like I met the guy who does the water tile for underwater like water features for commercial businesses. Like, so if you've ever seen a fountain or something like that and they have the tile that goes under the water, that's like a specific skill set. He's like the guy in the country that like everyone calls when they want to do underwater tile. And it's like when you're walking around a commercial lot and someone's and it doesn't have litter all over the place, someone like you is out there actually making that happen.
So, yeah, that somebody has to be doing it.
Yeah, everything that is being done is being done by someone, generally an entrepreneur like you, who is making the world go around. So thank you for your service.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's discouraging sometimes when you see people litter, but I have to thank them as well for putting money in my pocket.
Absolutely. So it turns to everything is an opportunity. So thank you so much for coming on the show today, Brian. Really appreciate it. If you are listening to this and you think that you might be interested in something, a business like this, definitely check out cleanlots.com. You can see the book is up there and you can watch the video. And Brian, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it was fun, Richard. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great day, guys.